brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, for the next hour, we're going to be talking about all things border, all things sovereignty. We saw Friday illegal aliens at a Yankees game take over the field, run around with Mexican flags, chanting Mexico, Mexico. See, these illegal aliens, most of them, and I've seen the video shot by Golden Gate Minutemen and others, but I've shot the video myself in Austin, at these illegal alien rallies, they're wearing Aslan shirts, which means take over the U.S., turn it into a racial kingdom for Hispanics only. Sound like white supremacists saying they want their own land. Plan of San Diego, a plan to kill all whites. You know, we've got video of that and posted it on the web. A guy, you know, protesting, the illegals protesting in Washington State and Seattle, and the cops with the illegals beat the guy up and take him to jail. You know, that's in my film Battle for the Republic. And this is a quick segment. We're going to come back from the break pretty much for the balance of the hour. Some stations don't carry this first segment, so I want to go to them then. And we're going to cover the amazing videos they've been getting of the illegal alien supporters beating up peaceful pro-America demonstrators. And then the San Francisco police actually arrested the hooligans. They've been charged with assault with a deadly weapon. They've got video, of course, of Congressman Stark saying, there's no problem with our border. There's no problem in Arizona. It's kind of like the video of Senator Reid saying there are no illegal aliens working in construction in Nevada. It turns out the Pew Research firm says it's double that of Arizona in Nevada, and that it's the highest average 36% of the construction workers in Nevada are illegal aliens. But for Congressman Stark, he just says there is no border problem. And Senator Reid says there are no illegals working in construction. It's their arrogant hatred of the people. And when you watch these Stark videos, and they've authorized us to play some clips of them coming up while they're on with us, I've never seen such incredible arrogance. And up at PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Watson has a article written about this today. Obama supporter Stark says feds can do anything. That's a quote. It's like that congressman out of Illinois a few months ago saying, I don't want to hear about the Constitution. I don't like the Constitution. I don't care about it. And he talks to his audiences like they're two. I mean, in fact, I talk faster to my two-year-old daughter than he's like, oh, you're a minute man. You want some more guns to kill people? He talks like Sesame Street, and he's an arrogant sack of traitorous filth. But in this latest video, he says the federal government can do anything it wants and tell you anything. It's unlimited power. And why not? They butchered the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. Meanwhile, Sheriff Babu, who was on with us 2 weeks ago, is in Cyber News Service saying our own government has become our enemy. Amen to that. It's been taken over by foreign banks, the Federal Reserve. They're looting us, and they're using the illegal aliens as an army to get this job done. Now, this just in, and it's on the local news, Fox 10, Arizona Sheriff's head, Mexican drug cartels offer $1 million bounty for Arpaio. This isn't a joke, folks. They've killed tens of thousands of police in the last decade, over 2,000 in the last year, most of it on the border, on the Mexican side. They kill police, their whole families. They kill U.S. embassy staff a few months ago. They kidnap U.S. citizens. I mean, the Mexican mafia does not play games. And the media and the George Soros websites are making jokes about Arpaio. You know what? They gunned down one of these sheriffs, folks. I pray to God that doesn't happen. But it'll be just like the Alamo with Colonel Travis. You do that, it's going to be remember Goliad, remember the Alamo. It's going to be San Jacinto. This is a country for all Americans. I don't care what color you are. But if you want to say American school kids can't wear American flags in San Francisco and they get sent home, that's treason. If you want to say this is Mexico and only for brown people, that's racist garbage. And if you want to run around on the field waving Mexican flags, it shows where your alliances are. We'll be right back with our guest, Key Info, straight ahead.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Top headline at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Obama supporter Congressman Stark: feds can do anything. That's a quote. He said it repeatedly. The video shot by great patriots is up at GoldenGateMinutemen.org. GoldenGateMinutemen.org. We're going to be playing clips of Stark saying, of course, a month or so ago, that there is no border problem. And we ought to pull up that Reed clip, too, for later when he told the press, oh, there's no illegal aliens working in construction in Nevada. Turns out they're the record state. And then the newest video where he says the feds can do anything they want and tell you to do anything. That's why they have the Compulsory Service Act introduced. These people want you to be their slaves. That's what collectivism is. We've seen it every case in history. We know what it is, okay? And the videos on the Golden Gate, MinuteMen.org, we've also got them posted and embedded, and Obama supporter Stark, feds can do anything, are incredible. I mean, this is real journalism. This is the reality. And they got the video of the folks out there with the Aslan shirts screaming all this racist stuff. Folks, imagine illegal aliens running around, taking over baseball games, waving Mexican flags saying Mexico, saying go home pilgrims, when the Spanish, that, you know, people of Mexico are from Europe too. Why would they want to say they want to make this Mexico when Mexico is a collapsed, failed state? Why are they so offended in San Francisco by the way, mainly Hispanic kids being sent home wearing American flag shirts? I mean, we're American people, regardless of what color you are, we're not the bad guys. We want to be Americans. America isn't perfect, but it's the best thing out there. I'll take our Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence over what Russia or China or Mexico or North Korea have got any day. And this is so incredible. So Steve Kemp and Sandy Jacobs are both our guests for the balance of the hour. Got a bunch of other serious border news. Arpaio's got a $1 million bounty on his head. They're going to try to murder him. They murder police every day in Mexico. This is very serious. There's a murder hit out on Sheriff Babu. I mean, this is the intimidation. This is America falling and the big corporations working with these illegals because they're pro-globalization North American Union. Steve Kemp, Sandy Jacobs, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Where to start? Tell us from on the ground in San Francisco what you're facing, what you've witnessed, and then let's get into this Congressman Stark and who's got to win the Arrogance Award when he talks to everybody like they're 2 years old.
Well, as far as the May Day video?
All of it. Yeah, I mean, just give us a report on whatever you think's most important.
Oh, well, we have a few sanctuary cities around here, San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose. And other cities around the Bay are close to sanctuary cities. They're just not declared, which means that they are essentially not asking illegal aliens or anybody to stop or arrest or anything where they're from or what they're doing here. So that's obviously wrong. We've lost countless jobs around here. There's, gangs, Oakland's full of gangs, San Francisco, San Jose. It's a mess around here as far as the illegal immigration issue goes. And most of the people around this area are just plain liberal, and they're not taking any alarm to what's going on. It's a mess here, and we would like that turned around. I guess a lot of the country would as well.
We've got a foreign lobbying group, people here waving foreign flags saying this is Aslan. I know some of the video you shot shows that. And as Americans, we're supposed to just take our American flag shirts off and bow down and say, here's some free welfare. And the illegals vote almost to a man to anti-Second Amendment, and we're supposed to just roll over to this.
Yeah, and it's, you got the Che Guevara flags all over the place and communist flags that were in San Francisco. It's a cesspool around here. And, yeah, we really need to change the problem. No administration's done anything about it or much about it. You talk about putting the additional troops on the border. All that's going to do, I mean, if you take 1,200 troops and you divide it by four, which is basically the shift that they would be in, you end up with, instead of 1,200 or whatever, you end up with 300 troops along that border at any given time, additional with the National Guard going down. So it's really no attempt at all.
Bush did this when he was trying to get amnesty. It's for photo ops.
Exactly. 6,000 wasn't even enough back then, as I said in the last Pete Stark video, we should be talking 25,000. And, Stark says, well, how long and how high would you build the fence? And I said, as long and as high as it takes. I mean, obviously.
Well, I mean, it's not like we've got Japan or Switzerland bordering us. This is one of the most corrupt, failed states in the world, with 24,000 dead in the last 2 years in the drug war alone. And now they're shooting cops, killing farmers, putting hits out on police. And the federal government comes in and says, not only will we sue Arizona to block them from protecting themselves, but now we're going to support the sanctuary cities. I mean, this is treason.
Yeah, it's just totally backwards. And I know Sandy and I and the rest of the Minutemen and other folks around are just like flabbergasted as to what's going on. I mean, it seems business as usual, but yeah, you're right, exactly. They're going. The federal government is attacking the people who are trying to solve the problem and letting the people who are causing the problem get away with it.
Well, that's because they want a North American union in their own SPP documents. They say they'll use border crises to get what they want. Did you guys see the Senator Kyle video where he met with Obama and Obama told him, "I like that crisis. I want to keep it going," to basically hold the people hostage to give me amnesty?
No. Sandy, did you see that one?
No, I did not.
Yeah. I think the one that you're talking about is, we're essentially, he is saying that if we hear the borders right now, we wouldn't be able to have any pull to get our amnesty through, right?
Yes, and what the senator took from that is we're being held hostage, we're being blackmailed here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Congressman Stark, because watching the video, he looks like an arrogant, spoiled brat 5-year-old, and he's talking to everyone like you're 2-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah. Sandy, you want to take that one to begin with?
Well, you know, we've been doing this for 4 years, and he's always throwing out some rude comment. You know, who are you going to kill today? Like, we don't even go down to the border. We educate right here in our own backyard. And, I mean, we have a member or two, and they don't even take guns with them. You know,
But that's all part of their hoax. When it's the Mexican mafia and military killing people, it's a bloodbath, robbing the immigrants coming across the border. And then they always throw out that Minutemen are killing people, and they've got the new movie Machete coming out that's all about Minutemen murdering Hispanic children.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's obviously laughable. I mean, I don't even own a gun. You know, we're just concerned citizens is what it is. And, you know, we took a stand and you know, began calling ourselves Minutemen about 4 years ago. And because, it, you know, just so people know exactly what we stand for, which is border security. Now, I've been ticked off about this problem since 1986, you know, watching what the heck's going on. And,
well, I mean, they admit that California is going into a depression, is a failed state as well, is bankrupt. And I mean, both of you, Sandy first, I mean, how much more can California take with 95% of the murder warrants out in L.A. County being for illegal aliens? I mean, I guess you're just supposed to just give everything to the illegals.
Well, right now we are. I mean, that's the hypocrisy of our government. And they're not even lifting a finger to stop it. And depending on what city you're in, it gets even 10 times worse. It's just insane. You know, we've asked Stark for years about this, and all he can say is, you know, like, we ask him, why aren't you stopping this? Why aren't you putting your votes towards it? And he's like, well, where do you get the information that I'm not? And it's like, well, it's right on your website. You prefer immigration reform and giving them amnesty. It's just,
well, that's what they do. They always deny everything.
Right. Our state cannot handle any more of this as is. I mean, Social Security's grown broke, but yet we're paying all their health care. It makes no sense.
Well, I mean, Mexico, I'll say it again, is a failed state. The State Department even admits that. Are we supposed to just take the whole 100 million desperate people? I mean, we're already going bankrupt. I mean, do these illegal alien supporters realize what they're doing? I mean, I saw the woman cussing at you on the video with the Aslan shirt. I mean, why would they want to make this a Hispanic-only Aslan? I mean, it's so racist, but then they call you racist.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you have to ask people, okay, if they say, well, it's okay, you know, people come south of the border, they're in, you know, hard times, destitute, they need to work and everything. You know, we sympathize with that, obviously, but you know, we have to secure our own country and keep it secure, because otherwise the United States of America is going to be flooded with people. Where would people draw the line? Is it 100 million, 10 million illegals a year, 30, 100 million? What is it going to be? People coming in from all over the world? Are we just going to start welcoming, you know, planes and shiploads of people over here as illegals? No, that's not what the United States of America is about.
And then anchor babies, pay for everything as we go bankrupt. But again, that's what the big mega banks want. They want to bankrupt us so we go into receivership.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then the anchor baby thing is a whole other issue, which, you know, that law is totally misused. I mean, it was written just after the Civil War for the children of slaves so that they could stay in the country legally. And it's been totally, like a lot of our laws, just abused and used. I mean, they've got baby drop houses over here where people come over, women come over just to have babies so that they'll be American citizens. And not to mention the whole illegal thing.
Oh, yeah. Big foundations put ads in the Mexican newspaper saying, come over, have your baby, here's how to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing I wanted to mention about that, too, they say that we need the workers over here, the farm workers and that sort of thing. Okay, fine. So we come up with some kind of a program that allows them to come in and work and then go back home.
But that's all baloney, too. All that does is drive the wages down of farm workers. Stay there, both of you. I want to play these Congressman Stark clips. He says the federal government can do whatever it wants.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
Can you imagine?
George Strait was singing.
Flying over to Germany as an American citizen and demanding free welfare and that your baby be paid for. You land a plane, a week later at a hotel, your water breaks, you go have the child. The child becomes a German citizen. Your whole family can now stay there and get welfare. and then you run around in the streets and take over soccer games with Mexican flags running around, and then you go to German schools and tell the kids they can't wear German flags because you're offended by it. Then you have giant rallies. There's 30 million of you, and you chant, you know, basically down with Germany. Or if you moved to China and did the same thing. But our government is treasonous and treacherous, and now Sheriff Babu is coming out and saying our own government has become our enemy. And they take the goodwill, the hospitality of the American people, and they make it into a sick joke. The United States is being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. Steve Kemp and Sandy Jacobs, GoldenGateMinutemen.org, are our guests. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to start by playing a clip we've already played and get their comment on it. We'll play the new clip in the next segment. This is Congressman Stark a few months ago saying there's no border problem in Arizona and arrogantly saying, oh, who are you going to shoot today? Just saying, basically, you're murderers and there's no border problem, and talking to them like they're children. This is the face of arrogance. Here it is.
I have something to say.
Yep.
Who are you going to kill today?
Who are we going to kill today?
Yeah.
Well, I just would like to know, actually American citizens are being killed right now by this drug war that's going on.
That's right.
Okay, I want to know why the federal government is not doing anything or a lot more to seal our borders in this country so that we're a solvent country again.
Well, we can't get enough Minutemen armed. We'd like to get all the Minutemen armed so that they could stop shooting people here.
It's not
here.
Our job. We're just citizens. It's the United States government wants
kind of,
to really protect us.
Well, so say, we'll try and get you some more arms and get you down there to...
We don't want to go down there. We want to have lives, of normal lives. We pay taxes. And we pay to have the government take care of our borders.
Is that all?
Is that all what?
The government should do.
Well, that's one of the things the government is supposed to do. That's what the federal government is there for. They said they were going to do it, and they're not doing it.
Well, then we don't need the Minutemen.
That's correct. Correct. We don't want it.
Let's send the Minutemen home. That's a good idea.
No, why are you asking the question?
Answer the question.
What answer? Wait a minute. Wait. You don't want to. What kind of answer would you like, young man? He asked the question. Look, can I answer? Do you mind if I answer his question? Excuse me. You'll get your turn.
Please do answer the question.
Yeah, what's your question?
The question is, why is the federal government leaving our borders porous for anybody to come in anywhere they want?
If you knew anything about our borders, you would know that that's not the case. Our borders are quite secure. Thank you.
How do you know that?
Okay. Our borders are quite secure. Total arrogance, total contempt. He talks to them like they're children. Oh, you don't want to murder some people. Well, that's good. We don't need the Minutemen then. And he talks to all his idiot constituents, you know, that are supporting him. But most of the people didn't support him. They're not idiots. Going back to Steve Kemp and Sandy Jacobs, guys, I mean, it's horrible watching the video. But what is it like to have him basically calling you murderers and then telling you there's no problem on the border?
Well, I mean, he's been calling us names for years, so that no longer bothers me. But the other people who are just coming into light of all this, they're offended. And, you know, the first thing we need to do is secure the borders. And why would we want to do anything after that until we have an actual entry-exit program that literally works and is enforced? Because we can't even say, oh, according to them, we can't even track who's here. We don't know where they live.
Well, again, they're arrogant because they're the ones engaged in treason. They're the ones supporting this racist La Reconquista. And so they've got to put it back on you. You're a racist. You're a murderer. Who are you going to kill today, lady? You dare come ask me about the border. Who are you going to murder today? It's like, I don't want government-run health care. Oh, you're a racist. I don't want to turn my guns in. Oh, you're a racist. They're just cold-bloodedly doing this. They think they're going to get away with it. Steve, your take on this.
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, sitting in the meeting, that particular meeting that you played the clip from, most of the people in there were essentially Stark supporters, and they go to the meetings, and they're pretty, you know, vanilla-type meetings. So I brought up that point, and what happened was, is I believe that Stark was trying to make fun of me so the rest of his constituents and the audience would just laugh. you know, go along with him. But it backfired, and people got really ticked off, you know. It's like most people want borders secured, and they want this problem solved in a rational way.
Well, stay there. Let's talk more about it when we come back. I mean, of course they got mad. He's arrogantly treating everybody like they're morons.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Steve Kemp and Sandy Jacobs are our guests. Coming up towards the end of this segment, I'm going to take a few calls specifically on the outrageous nature of the illegal aliens funded by the federal government and the big corporations, saying take your American flag off your shirt, send those kids home from school, take that American flag down off the post office, take it off that auto parts store. This is Mexico. Go home, pilgrims. Go back to Europe. Taking over baseball games, screaming Mexico, Mexico, waving flags. Mexico's collapsing. There's death threats, farmers being killed, police being killed. Hits, contracts have been put out. And the media is running the hoax that Minutemen are out murdering people, and they've got a big Robert Rodriguez movie coming out. We got the script, became national news a few months ago, comes out in September, Machete, and he claims he's edited the stuff out. But in the script, it's white people are all racist, out murdering Hispanic children and crucifying priests and have to be killed. And there's a La Reconquista, we didn't cross the border, it crossed us, and the gringos die. And I mean, this is all government funded. Going back to Steve and Sandy, finishing up your comments about what he said, that there's no border problem. similar to what Reed has said, and then we'll get to the new video clip, even more outrageous, saying the feds can do anything they want and make you do anything in your individual life they want. You are their slave. But comments on the last video.
Yeah, on the last video, he was, I think, taken by surprise that the people in the audience reacted the way they did to him. They didn't go along with it, and it really ticked them off. And we were talking, about an audience of mixed people out there. They're Asian people, Hispanic, people from the Bay Area, essentially, which is the big melting pot here. And a lot of people are ticked off, and it's essentially the Hispanic Americans, naturalized or otherwise, the people who are born here, they're really ticked off at what's going on with the illegal immigration, just like the rest of us. And I'd like to add that illegal immigration just isn't from Dallas's border. It's from all over the world. It just so happens that we see more of it from Dallas's border because we happen to live in borders.
Yeah, 80% of it's roughly is from Mexico. And people see the standard of living going down. They see the states going bankrupt. And that's the big hoax. The media says all Hispanics want open borders. I've seen polls of well over 70% want to control our borders. They understand what's happening. They're Americans. They don't want to run around with Mexican flags screaming La Reconquista, just like most white people don't want to join the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, and I'll say this, too, about a lot of people in the country don't realize what it's like. I mean, they see the gardener, they see the housekeeper and say, okay, this, that, the other thing, they're harmless people. When you go out to some of these protest rallies in a place like San Francisco, you really see what's going on out there. You see people that are in your face, angry, sprouting off everything that they can, calling you racist, all these names and whatnot. And I also
wearing Aslan shirts. And for folks that don't know what Aslan is, tell them.
Aslan is they want their form of a government in here.
Yeah, it's a racial, La Raza means for those in the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. I mean, that's the slogan. That's the big national group. Sorry, make the other point you wanted to make.
The other point is about the children of illegals who are essentially the anchor babies under the 14th Amendment. They are legal citizens. They're born here. You could say that the first generation comes in here and they work hard because they understand what it's like to be foreign and these things. So they come in, they do whatever they can to make a living. That is not necessarily true with their children. So then what's going to happen on the next generation is you're going to have a whole new batch of people coming in, illegals coming in.
No, that's already happening, and we see that with anybody getting decadent, and the gangbanger culture is so popular, and we know what's happening.
Right, exactly. The second generation is not going to follow the first, and you got to import another generation to take care of these, quote, jobs that Americans won't do. I don't know what Americans are going to do because we don't have manufacturing left here. We don't have this. We don't have that anymore. It's all being exported. Labor's being imported, exported. America had better wake up that this country is on its way down. I mean, what do they call it, death spiral.
Oh, yeah,
and
they can't even find jobs right now. I mean, they're being indoctrinated in our schools to accept all this. Congressman Stark says, we asked him, do you support E-Verify? And he's all, well, not the unconstitutional parts of it, just like the Arizona law, unconstitutional. It's crazy.
Why do these folks see themselves as being from Mexico, and that why do they love flying Mexican flags? I mean, it's so elementary. You've got LULAC and MolDef, and you've got Mecha and La Raza all openly saying this is really Mexico. Why are they fleeing Mexico and then saying they want to live under the same tyranny? Why are they so nationalistic?
Well, they hold no allegiance to the United States, for one. And, I mean, I'm sure if you were in the position in Mexico, you'd want all the freebies we're handing out left and right.
We really do have a despicable government. I think what Sheriff Babu says in the Cyber News Service today, quote, our own government has become our enemy. I mean, that's what's happening. And they need to get amnesty before the full depression arrives, because then they know it's going to be very hard to get it done. And the open borders have already irrevocably damaged the country. The question is, will it be allowed to fully destroy the nation?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, now tell us about this next clip. And again, if people want to watch the full video, they can go to GoldenGateMinutemen.org or the story on PrisonPlanet.com, Obama supporter Stark, feds can do anything. I mean, this is an amazing video. Tell us about this video we're about to play.
This video was shot at the last Stark Town Hall meeting, which was the Saturday before last. And it was quite a different story from the other one. A lot of people showed up there who were really pissed off at Stark and what, because the first video went viral on YouTube. And the clip that you're going to show right now is a woman that was sitting directly behind me, and she just had some very, you know, some very quick points at Stark, and Stark basically said what he's about to say here. It was amazing.
She's enlightened. She's powerful. She's informed. She's got the spirit that will save this republic, and I salute this lady. Do we know her name?
Yes, her name is Kimberly.
Kimberly's just wonderful, and she lays it out. This is slavery. That's what collectivism is. I'm not asking for free health care. I'm not asking. I want to be left alone, but I've got to pay for the entire third world populations pouring in. No, and I have a right to say no to this. I'm not their slave. Here it is.
That health care is now a right rather than a privilege because of legislation that passed earlier this year. But such a right is actually beyond the power of the federal government to confer. And this is because, wait, let me finish, because this is because it necessarily infringes the inalienable rights of other people. And the reason I say this is because someone, in order to get health care services, those services have to be rendered by somebody else using their time, their energy, their knowledge, and their labor. And this means that if any of us want health care and we have a right to it, then we necessarily have the right to compel others to give us, to provide those services or to pay for them for us. And my question, I have a two-part question, and the first one is, how can legislation such as this be constitutional when it seems to be in direct conflict with the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery? It's the first thing. And the second thing is, if this legislation is constitutional, what limitations are there on the federal government's ability to tell us how to run our private lives?
I think that there are very few constitutional limits that would prevent the federal government from rules that could affect your private life. Now, the basis for that would be, how does it affect other people?
The Constitution specifically enumerates certain powers to the federal government and leaves all other authority to the states. So the Constitution or the people. So the Constitution is very limited in what it can do, sir. And it specifically prohibits slavery. And when you tell somebody you have a right to get a service from another, that's essentially saying you get to make that person do something for you. And, sir, that is a form of slavery. So my question is, how can this law be constitutional? But more importantly than that, if they can do this, what can't they? Is your question they can do any? Is your answer that they can do anything?
The federal government, yes, can do most anything in this country.
Good pause. Back it up 10 seconds. I mean, he looks like he's sitting on a commode right there, and I hate to use childlike analogies, but literally, he's like a swollen big baby, just full of arrogance. And he can do most anything he wants. The federal government is your God. And we see more and more of them. It's like that congressman out of Illinois a few months ago saying, I don't like the Constitution. I don't care about the Constitution. I'll do whatever I want. And so they'll spy on you without warrants. They'll raise taxes. They'll make you pay for health care. I mean, this is what tyranny is. Let's play that part one more time and then get our guest who shot the video to comment on it. Here he is, saying the federal government can do most anything it wants. And it is. It is doing whatever it wants. It is saying, hey, you're not going to stop illegal aliens that are out killing cops and citizens because they work for us, the federal government. They're our muscle to take over this country. Here it is.
Is your question? They can do any, is your answer that they can do anything?
The federal government, yes, can do most anything in this country.
He just nods his head arrogantly. He likes it. He's like, yes, I do. Unbelievable.
I'm sure that you're here to say that. It makes me feel very comfortable.
Man, I tell you, I mean, I have never seen anything like that. They're saying, you're destroying America. And he goes, yeah, I am. Just totally smug, enjoying what he's doing. He can do anything he wants to you. But the good news is these arrogant creatures are now right out in the open. You know, Hillary Clinton's daughter marries this Goldman Sachs guy whose daddy's in prison, who's a crook with the Clintons. And you got Madoff and you got these Kinlay types. They're a bunch of thug crooks. And if you stand up to them, they say, you're a racist. Well, you know what? Or you want to murder people. Or who are you going to murder today? Imagine, you get some people asking questions. He says, who are you going to murder today? Incredible. Steve Kemp, Sandy Jacobs. I mean, what can you say about that?
Dad, do you want to take it?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's... That was that statement didn't go over too good with the audience. I got to say, it's pretty amazing. And he got called on it, and it's out there now. And I just would like to tell people who are listening to this: if you're still behind your computer or behind your radio or your TV, you need to get out there. I mean, it's just me with a camera and YouTube. You've got the tools available to get this kind of information out there. If there was not a camera at that meeting, and I did not put it on YouTube, it wouldn't be known.
And that's a good point. You know, I went to the State House for the Second Amendment meeting, caught bribery going on, made national news. You know, government is so corrupt that if you go anywhere, they're just, I mean, a few months ago, he says there is no border problem, and it went nationwide. He looks like a fool, and his approval rating dropped. You go to another meeting, he says, I can do whatever I want. The government basically rules you, and yes, I'm destroying America. I mean, he just can't help it. He can't help it. And if people just stand up and confront them, I mean, your video has conservatively, with all the different versions out there, probably been seen a million times. This will be seen more than a million. Then it was aired on national news with millions seeing it. You're just a few people taking action, showing these slime bags for what they are. People say, well, what's the solution to tyranny? Get out there and engage it. And all of us working together, just showing what these people are. The average person in San Francisco doesn't know who their state rep is or their federal rep is or who their mayor is or doesn't know what their voting record is. By just looking at these people, everyone will then face the fact of what slime bags they are, and it's game over. More comments on that.
Sure. People just look at Stark like, well, why waste my time calling him? You know, I mean, I've seen what he does. But you know what? Silence is consent, and I'm not willing to consent to anything he puts forward. Because, you know, he'll just go along with gutting everything, like the 287G program or E-Verify. I mean, our poor kids are just being laden with debt, and I'm not willing to consent.
Well, what
that.
Are they going to do? You know, I've got a big stack here from yesterday on the economy. With mainstream news admitting that we never left the recession, we're in a depression. A big part of it is the illegal aliens and the big banks together who are teamed up. What are they going to do when everything totally collapses?
That's a good point. We don't know, and we don't want to find out. So that's why we're trying to stop all this stuff. But they just it reminds me of you're in a car, you're driving, you got the pedal to the metal, and you're heading for a brick wall, which is what we were doing, you know, for the last decade or so. You hit the wall, the airbags go off, you realize you didn't get killed, you jump back into another car, and you floor it. It's like, it's crazy.
Well, more than that, the airbag saves you, and then you yell, racist, 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 at the airbag, and then stab it. And then you go get in another car and stab the airbag before you crash into the next brick wall.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, we as citizens have got to do something to stop this, and it's to the point where it's not unstoppable. But these people like Stark are just so arrogant; they've got control over everything, or so they think. And yeah, we need to get out there and get on the streets. I mean, we've been doing this for years. The Minutemen will counter protest and whatnot. Now with the Tea Party movement and a lot of other people starting, and the recession crash. People are waking up. They're really saying, you know what, I've been hearing about this stuff for years. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and they just sort of ignored it. But now you can. It's in your face, and you got to get out there and do something.
I agree, and we have a lot of great listeners in Central California. We have a few great affiliates just south of you. One of them goes into San Francisco. And I noticed another website up there, not just GoldenGateMinutemen.org, but the other one, what's the address? How do people get involved? How do they support you? How do they get on the ground so that your numbers grow?
Well, what they need to do is they can contact us to get involved with us locally here. And there's a number of Tea Party organizations, and every Tea Partier I have talked to in this area supports the Minutemen and what we're doing here, the illegal immigration.
Sure, but I saw two different URLs. What's the other URL that's on the video?
Oh, on the video. That's the Bay Area Patriots. The BayAreaPatriots.com. It got covered up by the logo.
Okay, and is that you guys?
No, that is actually the Tea Party. It's based out of Marin County, San Francisco, and a great bunch of people, which we're also involved with.
Well, that's awesome. We need to get people in there supporting them as well. I want to come back and take some phone calls with you guys. But, folks, this is happening everywhere. The government, the big banks, they're funding the illegals. They're arrogant. They're trying to intimidate us to shut up. But we're not going to be intimidated. We're going to win this thing. Stay with us.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes. All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
All right, we're going to take your calls in this segment and the next. Then our guests are going to leave us, and I got a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet that we're going to be covering. Prince Charles, who wants forced world population reduction and open borders, says his mission is to save the Earth. And then he has a, I'm quoting him, a cosmic message of the universe for you. I mean, these globalists are crazy. And so is this Stark congressman, nuts, Stark raving mad, as the pun intends. My friends, today's the last day to get four copies of the Obama Deception for 1995. They tried to censor this video online. They failed. This is the high-quality DVD with extras, and your purchase supports the show. Get the Obama Deception this Monday, the second day of August 2010, the last day to get four copies for $19.95 or 10 copies for $39.95. That's less than $4 a piece. And your purchase makes this radio show possible. Get it. Give it to everyone you know. Do your Christmas shopping early, whatever you need to do. A lot of other specials as well on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Ball caps, T-shirts, all of it. That's how you finance us. Plus, it all gets the word out. InfoWars.com. I want to take a few final calls for our guests, but I want to encourage you, wherever you are, but especially, you know, in San Francisco, where American school children, including Hispanics, can't wear American flags in school. I mean, that's the mind control. That's the tyranny. And they're bringing in a third world population to be their enforcers. You need to get involved and help these people. You need to get on the street and get past the comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of that bubble, or we're going to lose the country. Let's talk to Barney in Texas. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead, Barney.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'd like to talk about, I call it illegal exploitation. My brother is the president of the Minutemen, the California chapter, Tim Donnelly in California. So I've been following this since 2005. My wife is from Mexico, and I work in Hispanic media here in Dallas-Fort Worth. So I have a lot to say. I think that they've effectively distracted us by using the race card on both sides. To distract us from the fact that the federal government, the Mexican government, and corporate America are the true culprits in this scenario.
Oh, I totally agree. They're playing everybody off against each other.
They're trying to keep everyone divided and focused on the small issues rather than anyone really that complains about illegal immigration and doesn't stand up to their government for allowing it. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that we're supposed to be on a war on terror. We spend hundreds of billions on defense and the drug war, and we openly allow them to come here. So my point is, I agree that we should have an amnesty here and we should close the border. I think that we have a moral obligation to make a decision as a government that.
But should we give amnesty to people wearing La Reconquista Plan of Aslan shirts, taking over baseball games, waving Mexican flags?
Well, I think that out of 15 to 20 million illegal immigrants here, I think I've known them for years, many people, and those are kind of, I would say, the, I don't know how it is in California, but in Texas, that's the minority, and those are distractions.
Oh, I agree. It's not really, it's not that, it's bad, but nothing like California. I mean, Texas is nothing like California. But there's a lot of Reconquista stuff going on. And, you know, my whole issue is the country is collapsing. But I agree, there are bigger issues like the CIA being caught shipping drugs in. But let me get a comment from our guest on what you just said.
Well, we've got gang members here. I mean, I can't imagine giving them amnesty. We've got rapists, drunk drivers. I just can't see adding these people to the pool.
Well, that's it. Bush's last amnesty said that felons would sign a card promising to be good in the future. People who committed aggravated felonies. Did you guys see that?
No, I did not.
No, that was in the amnesty bill. Senator Sessions exposed it. Barney, I want to have immigrants in this country, and we do need new blood in this country. But God bless you. I agree that we do not need to be divided against each other. We need to realize what's happening. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back in 70 seconds with Curtis, Mike, Bruce, Anthony, and others with our guest. And, of course, you can check out their website as well. We'll give that to you when we come back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.